Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, I don't think it's an understatement to say that South Africa's craft beer industry is facing something of a crisis. Why do I say that? Well, in April, 5 microbreweries shutting down. They've cited a lack of funding, high excise duties, intense competition, and also the prevalence of illicit trading. That last one is a big problem. Now, these closures have resulted in hundreds of job losses in this very niche sector. I think I'm correct in saying there are about 200 microbreweries in the country, and many of them specialize in craft beers. And the industry is, as a result, grappling with real sustainability challenges. So let's talk a little bit more about this. I'm going to have a conversation with Charlene Lowe, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Beer Association of South Africa. I want to look at structural pressures on the sector and what can be done to support its survival and growth. And Charlene, good evening to you. And in spite of the big beer players in South Africa, this small niche micro sector is absolutely critical to the industry, isn't it?
Good evening. Yes, thank you so much for having me. This industry is quite critical. I believe it's one of those industries that is a little forgotten, if one can put it that way, in terms of its impact, particularly around job creation and stimulating the economy in which that particular brewery is located, because without a doubt, it employs local people from where it, you know, the town or the city where that particular brewer is situated. So the impact of, you know, these brewers closing down is quite significant, to put it very mildly.
Let's look at some of the issues facing the sector, if we can. Firstly, I did mention high excise duties. How does that impact the financial viability of smaller scale operators compared to some of the larger producers?
Excise is levied against alcohol manufacturers, particularly in this context, beer manufacturers, in the same way, regardless of their size. And so while the bigger brewers, to some extent, and perhaps to a larger extent, can absorb the impact of excise, the smaller brewers are unable to do that. So it often then turns out to be a pass-through onto a consumer, and that's what then makes the price of craft beer so much more expensive, because that cost could not be absorbed. But naturally, what then tends to happen is they outprice themselves in the market and can never really scale and compete, because their pricing is in essence quite unaffordable for the average consumer.
So you look at that problem. I also mentioned the prevalence of illicit alcohol trading that is obviously having an impact on legitimate microbrewing businesses. Put the two together and one can see why these breweries are in trouble.
Absolutely. We are, as a legitimate industry, competing with an illicit industry, so to speak, an illicit sector. It is thriving. And we now know that you have an illicit sector that is in the region of about 30% of the alcohol sector. And, you know, the revenue loss for government from that particular sector is in the region of about 22 billion annually. And so the competition that it creates is one that is quite significant. It's obviously costing the industry in terms of margins, in terms of sales, in terms of revenue, because there is an alternative that a consumer will go for, which is illicit, which is cheaper. And oftentimes they, outprice the legal alcohol sector, if one can put it that way. So quite unfortunate, but this is where, I suppose, as a sector, we now need to educate consumers around illicit, the dangers, the health dangers in particular, because there are a lot of times that some of this illicit alcohol is concocted alcohol from various types of, shall I say, chemicals that are not good for human consumption. But it is a cheap alternative for most consumers, unfortunately.
And Charlene, given the problems that you've then just outlined, I would imagine it's becoming more and more difficult for people to look at microbreweries and say, well, should I be investing in something like this? And it's not only private investors, but also the funding agencies.
Oh, absolutely. The alcohol industry, sadly, particularly from an SMME point of view, has been, shall I say, looked at not in a very positive light. And we have seen that these SMME brewers are not finding joy with a lot of these funding agencies that have been established to, in fact, support SMMEs in the country. There's an exclusion, albeit an unwritten one, of SMMEs that are in the alcohol sector. And so what tends to happen is, in this instance, you have brewers that are finding that they are in a sector that is very expensive. So, for starters, to start up a brewery is significantly expensive. I think just the average startup cost is sitting at about 2 million rand to 5 million rand just for a small microbrewery. And of course, once you start scaling yourself, it goes well into the 20 millions and above. And so already there is a barrier to access the industry. And once you're in the industry, there are the challenges, of course, around route to market, distribution, all of which pose a significant nightmare for these smaller brewers. So it's quite a tough environment that does require a little bit more support from these funding agencies to allow these SMMEs to grow and to impact more meaningfully in the economy.
So let's look at solutions now. Are there specific support mechanisms or policy changes that your association is either advocating for or would advocate for to assist these struggling microbreweries?
Indeed, part of what we have been lobbying government on is indeed to look at a different excise or taxation structure for microbrewers. And this is something that we're saying is premised on benchmarks that we have seen and best practices that we have seen in other countries where larger brewers and smaller brewers are certainly not taxed in the same way. And of course, that idea and that notion of them being smaller brewers is then taken into account when one deals with excise. And so we're saying, let's look at these. And we've provided our submissions to government in this regard, and hoping, of course, that as they review the excise policy framework, this is something that finds its way in a revised excise policy into the future. One of the other things, of course, is that we do believe that there are far more onerous requirements, if one can put it that way, in terms of the Liquor Act. And we need to find a situation where that type of regulation, of course, also is looked at, particularly around the cost issue. Application costs exceed 15,000 rand. And if I just share with you just what I've just indicated around the cost of establishing a microbrewery, in addition to some of these very high application and licensing costs, it also just creates a bit of a limitation for these microbrewers and SMMEs that are trying to come into the industry, so to speak. So those are some of the low-hanging fruit, if you will. And of course, our lobbying has to extend then into the space of these particular funding agencies, where we try and, I guess, show them a different light of this particular industry, show the amount of, shall I say, contribution that these SMMEs have in job creation, in stimulating economy, the relationship with these SMME brewers and tourism, and just how much opportunity there is out of these brewers if given the right support and enabling, shall I say, support.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Charlene Lowe, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Beer Association of South Africa.
Ha Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.